You're listening to Satellite Sisters Talk TV. I'm Leanne Dolan, here with my sister Julie Dolan, and today we're discussing the CBS drama Madam Secretary. The episode was called Swept Away, and it was swept away, wasn't it, Julie? It was a heavy episode, man.
It was serious and sad with no sense of fun at all. Right. Okay. Please, can we have some singing on this show?
I know. I think like Blake only got a couple of funny lines in the beginning, and then that was it. We barely saw Blake. And at the end, right, I thought he might have a smart remark, but no. When they swept away that mandala, I got kind of choked up, didn't you?
Yeah, it was just all bad. Yes, there was nothing good. We're going to get swept away. The climate is going to get swept away. Jay and his life is being swept away. It was all bad.
Later. If only Henry's storyline would be swept away.
Oh, yeah. You're right about that.
Okay. You know, Madam Secretary writers, we turn to you to provide an alternative to the actual world at hand. But okay, if you want to hang some serious stuff on us, we can go with it. So the prime storyline this week was about a big climate change deal called the Stockholm Protocol, or the Stockholm Protocols. Good, right. That's a good name. I enjoy that. I'm going to insist on a few Stockholm protocols around my house. You know what I mean? I like it.
Very impressive, Leanne. Okay.
All right. Very serious protocols about climate change. Obviously, like the Paris Accord, that's what they're going for here. They're mirroring the real life climate change that's in doubt now. And so what Beth, she's been working for 6 months on this, and she has to try to bring together China and India, who are both, have their own agendas there. She's trying to bring them together. It's the centerpiece of Dalton's second term. It's a lot of pressure on her. And in the middle of all this, the Dalai Lama shows up and really complicates things. So that's,
right. But here's my thing. Okay. I have a couple of questions in this TV recap that I normally don't do, but really, why didn't Bess just say to the Dalai Lama, like, hey, I got to be out of town for a couple of days because something came up. Because I think it was laid out pretty clearly that the Chinese were just ready to sign on to the whole deal, but then the Dalai Lama shows up. And so then the Chinese, obviously, because they don't support the Dalai Lama and his positions, they don't want to sign on to the agreement. So I put this all on Bess.
Really? Okay? You don't think that, yes, like, it's bad karma to say, hey, to lie to the Dalai Lama?
I say, Leanne, there's a higher good here. We had climate change. Remember what they said in this episode, that it was going to ruin the earth for for our children. Okay. It seemed like the stakes were really high, like a little white lie to the Dalai Lama, I would be okay with.
Yep. Okay. Well, Julie, Bess was not. So she was sticking firm. She was going to meet with the Dalai Lama, and don't worry, because she was not going to have a lot of press around, which is like real life, a real life Secretary of State. So, so the Dalai Lama shows up, and he has like bad news. I got some bad news, and I got some good news, or just bad news. He's very sick. He has pancreatic cancer. But he's picked his successor, and it's a 2-year-old boy that lives in Maryland, right? I mean, it's unbelievable.
I say something, Leanne? Yes. Again, the Dalai Lama, who had late-stage pancreatic cancer in this episode, he was actually the bright light in the episode.
I know.
This episode was so serious that I was just hoping for more Dalai Lama, because he was at least cheery, right?
Yes, he was not afraid to move forth with his life. And he had his monks there creating that sand mandala right in the middle of the State Department for some reason.
Stop right there, Leanne. We have got to call out the fact that House of Cards, okay, the fabulous Netflix series about political intrigue, season 3, episode 7, they have the same device, Leanne.
Really?
They have Buddhist monks making a mandala in the White House. That is the underpiece of a whole episode, season 3, episode 7. So I was shocked that that Madam Secretary had it on using the same device.
Maybe they really do it then. Maybe it's really a thing.
I do believe they do it, Leanne, but another political TV show has used that same thing.
Well, if it's a thing, then it's like saying, oh, you can't show the inauguration on your show because we showed it on our show. I don't know. Just, I was suspicious. I didn't know they did that in the middle of like the White House or the State Department. You would think they would do it in their Washington Buddhist monastery, but no. So they're setting that up. The monks are creating this beautiful sand picture, and that becomes a metaphor for the whole operation there. So, right, the Dalai Lama says, I'm dying, but don't worry. The two-year-old, I picked him, my successor, and he's conveniently located in the state next door. And that creates a lot of chaos. Bess has to call her good friend, the minister Chen, over there, and he is not happy. And then she resorts to, I'm not a toddler. You're a toddler. No, you're a toddler. Okay, that was funny. Okay. I mean, I know.
Yeah, that was good.
Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils. I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the mega moisture duo.
Yes.
You can literally see your skin get firmer. And it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria algae body oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria collagen body oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz. Your youthful glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
A lot of toddlers in this show. We should have started with that. First, let's discuss Jay's toddler. Yeah. That little toddler in the show, the actress, she was acting like a toddler, wasn't she? She was terrible on screen. She was like, you know, like doing that toddler stretch, like, put me down. Jay could not handle that kid.
I thought the casting of Jay's daughter was superb, because that little girl was just, she had the same crazy hair as Jay does, you know, and you're right, she was acting like a 2-year-old.
Yeah, there was that one, she meets the Dalai Lama, she's just squirming and like thrusting.
She wants no part of that guy. No, yeah. Right.
And then, you know, he picks another toddler in Maryland, and then Beth starts screaming at the minister from China, no, you're the toddler. So I guess that was a light moment. But it makes China mad, and they're going to pick their own toddler to succeed the Dalai Lama. And then India wants out because they can see the whole deal's breaking apart. And why should they have to give up coal when the U.S. didn't give up coal? And they need to get electricity to 300 million people, and we're going to use coal. And then Bess comes up with
I mean, these are very serious points. I will give the show writers that, you know, that the issues that they raise about climate change, about changing behavior, you know, and sort of the inequities associated with, you know, coming together with a global deal. I think they did an excellent job of laying or portraying the complexities of global climate change.
Right. And then in an hour long show, because then we also have the side story of the new U.S. senator who kind of wants to make a name for himself and goes on all the morning shows and decides he's going to speak out on behalf of the Dalai Lama. But what he's really doing is protecting his big donor interest, who has a vested interest in China carrying on with their coal program. So Dalton slams, Julie. Did you see at one point he slammed down the desk? That was like on the Emotion-tron. That was an 11 for Dalton.
Yes, it was. I thought that Dalton had a very good show. I mean, I thought he was very presidential when they called that senator to the Oval Office. Yeah. And then Dalton just starts talking about like some birds, the osprey, right? Yeah. And the new senator is trying to figure out, what is the president saying? What does the osprey have to do with anything? And then he just puts the hammer down and says, welcome to Washington, you know? So I thought that was a good little scene. I like that.
The only question is, where the heck has that vice president been? I don't know. Did we miss that there's a female vice president? Did that happen?
I don't know,
those...
Leanne. She was a big surprise to me. So I'm glad to hear she was a surprise to you. So I didn't know she was picked. Maybe we had heard about it, but we have never seen that woman.
She was in a CBS drama this summer, the one that was also about DC being eaten by bugs. Did you watch any of that? That crazy.
Well, I didn't miss that.
Oh,
did they have a Tibetan mandala in that one as well?
No, but they had everything else. She played a crazy senator whose brain was infected by bugs. So that's why I was like, she's the VP now. So I don't know. There was a lot happening at the end of last season with the fake election. So maybe she was a pick, and we just have not seen her. So the VP shows up, Dalton, and they put the squeeze on. And I'm quoting Russell here, Senator Dumbass. So that was. That's a good line.
That was a good line. Yes.
And then there's some wheeling and dealing, and everyone seems back in line. And then the Dalai Lama dies in a Washington, D.C. hospital. So I felt bad for him there. That didn't seem.
I know. Sad. But, again, more sadness on this show. Yeah.
Yeah. And all Bess wants is that apparently the test for the new Dalai Lama takes years and years. And she feels like the planet doesn't have years. They have to get all this settled. You know, it's a problem for China that the potential Dalai Lama is an American citizen, and we're not supposed to have our, quote, finger on the scale, which they said a couple times. And so fortunately or unfortunately, the new Dalai Lama is not going to be an American toddler, and they're going to continue to search, and it looks like the Stockholm protocols will go forward, and we get kind of a powerful scene at the end where we see this beautiful sand mandala of a beautiful world with everyone's happy, and then the monks kind of sweep it all away. Yeah. As if like we have to act now. So I thought it was a very powerful ending, really.
Yes, it was very powerful in House of Cards, season 3, episode 7, too, Leon. Okay. It had the same emotional impact. So, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, Bess did a lot of wheeling and dealing. And I have to say, I enjoyed the line right in the beginning, the family scene where the kids are quaintly fighting over the one television set, which no one has anymore. Just one TV.
TV. I mean,
and they all have screens.
Preposterous.
Yeah.
But it was screens.
Yeah. It was cute though. When Stevie says, "Mom has spent the last 6 months negotiating a climate deal." I was like, "Oh, if only my kids would say that about me." Come on now. Mom has spent the last 6 months negotiating this climate deal. So that's it. I have to say, two strikes for Henry, who was like literally no help. Like, she was trying to work on a problem that was at the nexus of what Henry is good at, like religion and ethics and politics and the future. And he's like, "Oh, I'm too busy with this really tedious storyline to help you right now."
I know. He's just involved in domestic spying. I mean, he's got to get off this assignment. But I have to say, this whole episode, I was like staring at Henry's legs, Leanne. I just want to know, because we know in real life that Henry Tim Daly has broke his legs in a skiing accident this winter. So I was wondering when we are going to see the damaged Tim Daly on the show, you know. And so in a lot of scenes, he was sitting down, or in one scene, he was in bed. And so the blanket was covering his legs. Did you pick up anything, Liam?
No. I mean, there was one scene, though, where he was just walking around upright like a man in shorts, though, Julie. So I don't know. It appears that we haven't gotten to the broken leg scenario yet.
Do you think that was a body double, that scene when he's walking around up there upright?
A CGI? I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know if they do that. I don't know.
Okay. All right. But we just want listeners to know we're on the lookout. We're watching those legs. We'll see if we see anything that develops in this area. Yeah.
Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing. To get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank Pros for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. Mm-hmm. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from Pros is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that Pros hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, Pros is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do. from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Lee and Dolan? Yes, I do. Do I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, pros, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Lian's. Okay? And I'm using it. Pros isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, pros, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Lian and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, pros. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, pros.
All right, so we'll go to Henry's storyline now before we get to Jay. So Henry, as you recall, as Julie said, is on this domestic spying mission into this religious right cult that's going to blow up the world. And they have an asset. He is an asset in the, you know, extreme Christian cult. The asset last week murderized someone and then put him in the back of a truck. And now the entire federal government has to cover up the murder so that Henry's domestic spying operation can carry on. He has slipped from the moral center of the show to a very precarious position, don't you think? Like, why is he so hell-bent on this?
I don't know.
I don't understand. Like, I don't think we should be murderizing people and then dumping them on the side of the road. Do we do that in the United States?
I don't know, Lian. I don't know. Who knows? Yes, it's a slippery slope when you start doing this domestic spying. I made a short list because he is technically a professor of religion.
Yeah.
And I just thought that perhaps we should go back to situations that center around a university, because I think that's a very sort of story-rich environment for Henry. So he could have situations with students, he could have situations with former students, we could learn about professors that get in trouble on an international basis, about guest speakers that come to the university. I just don't know why we're this whole storyline keeps going on, because it's a downer. It's a big downer, and it's dragging us down. And we just want to see Henry in the bedroom and in the kitchen a lot more. Isn't that a twist?
You're right. It's a good point, Julie. I think
we want to see him.
Yeah, it was one thing when he was like leaping out of helicopters over foreign countries. That was kind of sexy, but you know, driving the truck to Virginia is not that sexy. So, but the storyline, we thought we were getting a break when the FBI said, we have 72 hours to get some actionable intel, which great, like got that ticking clock going. And unfortunately, they got some actionable intel in 72 hours. So that was, I thought
that FBI agent was fabulous. And I would like to nominate her to run the FBI. Could I say that?
Yeah.
She really seemed very certain about the rules and the law. Okay.
It's a good point, Julie. It's a good point.
Thank you.
So Henry's case will go on. But Julie, that's a good suggestion. Like, there is, the universities are a hotbed of.
Yes.
Of
political, I know,
especially these days.
Plenty of storylines. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So he's carrying on, and that's unfortunate, but we'll stick by it. We're going to stick by it because Henry, we love him. Okay. And finally, the last storyline that they covered was Jay and his soon to be ex-wife, maybe be ex-wife, separated wife, fighting over custody of their toddler. All right.
Is there anything sadder than two sad, defeated parents like fighting over child custody? I mean, that was so sad.
It was so sad. You're right. On the sadness scale of the show, that was the saddest. And I don't even get what the deal. Jay's wife, she is just given up. Like she's just given up on him. So
right.
That makes me sad. I mean, I understand these jobs in the government. You're working in the West Wing, or the State Department, any of those really high level jobs. It's 24/7. You sign on for 4 years. You kind of know that going in. I don't know why it seems shocking.
Yeah, like she had some other. I mean, I know she has the emotional relationship with Jay's best friend.
Yeah,
but she just seems so intolerant of anything associated with Jay.
Right.
Now, on the other hand, Jay could get another job. Okay,
right. That's true
too, Leanne.
Right.
You know, if he really does want to spend time with his daughter, you know, if he wants to be the dad he wants to be, he does not have to have that job.
That's true, okay, Julie. So, you're right. It's a give and take, or maybe they had a deal.
I got mad at all the characters in this episode.
I know.
So, I was yelling back at the TV set last night, like, Jay, you could get another job. You don't have to do this super sad thing in the staircase with your soon-to-be ex-wife. Yeah.
It's not unusual for people to, you know, work through one term and then say, like, I physically can't take this job anymore. Here, I'm handing it off. So you're absolutely right. It was just that. I think it's because Jay is so pale. The actor is so pale. So pale.
He's so true, Leon.
You know, so it's just like he literally can't take one more thing or else he's going to collapse. So right in the workplace when she handed them that custody order, I felt terrible for him. You know,
I did too. She's heartless.
She's had it. I mean, she's had it. She's had it. We only know Jay's side of the story. We're more sympathetic to Jay.
Okay. All right.
But, what I do like about that couple is they look like a very real couple. Like they're normal looking. They're not.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You get the sense that these are both sort of Washington people trying to figure this all out. So, but that was incredibly sad. And because he sees the Dalai Lama and he sees the toddler who may be the next Dalai Lama, and he's learning like not to hold on to things like the Buddhists say, what was that whole?
Yeah, just swept away. Yeah. It's all swept away again, yeah. Leanne. Yeah.
That the most important person in this whole equation is their squirmy toddler, ill-behaved daughter. And she needs some stability. So he gives in to just the one night a week, every other weekend, which those are the saddest words in the English language, I think.
I know. Yeah. I know.
So that's it. We wrapped up. Like, it looks like the climate change agreement is going forward. There is no Dalai Lama. Julie, did you know in real life that the current Dalai Lama, he chose his successor and when he was like 2, but now he's disappeared. They don't know where on earth he is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it could be that this is true facts, that it could be that he's hidden away somewhere, you know, that he's being raised by wolves somewhere by security or. But no, he's MIA. So so hopefully he'll come back to the scene if needed.
Now, see, that's a storyline Henry could take up on, you know, finding the new Dalai Lama.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was a Brad Pitt movie, though. Wasn't that a Brad Pitt movie? When he went to. all right. Here are my notes I have. Oh, the old Dalai Lama switcheroo, which is funny. Okay. All right. It was a sad and serious Madam Secretary. You're absolutely right.
And the clothes reflected that, Leanne. As we look at our binders full of blouses, I mean, you know, Bess was just all business this week. It was like suits and pantsuits and the same white shirt. There was that beautiful sort of bluish teal, bow tie shirt.
Yeah.
But there really wasn't much fun going on with the clothes. There was one little shot right at the end where Daisy is wearing something fabulous right before they sweep away the mandolin.
The world.
before they sweep away. She's looking good for the end of the world. Daisy is wearing the right thing, you know, as she always does. But I thought, again, it matched the mood of this episode.
Right.
Very somber, very serious. You know, certainly there was no fun in any of her outfits.
Right. A lot of repeats. It's like she went back. It's like the costume designer went back into the closet. Just, you know, things we've seen before. The white trench, that beautiful white blouse, the earrings, the round diamond earrings. Those were good. I did like Nadine's black on black look.
Leon. That's
one scene, I thought that was very chic. I mean, I know black on black, but she's always very chic. She's got a trim figure, as our mother would have said, a trim figure. And the V-neck blouse and then those black pants with a little bit of detailing on the pockets. I thought that was good too. Mm-hmm. All right, that's it. Yeah, right, Julie Sad. So, come on, Madam Secretary.
next week, we want Henry to give up his domestic spying gig. We want more singing. We want more dancing. We want to see some fun with the clothes. Bring the kids back, okay? We want more stuff with the kids. Get Henry in the bedroom or in the kitchen, okay? Right? Right?
You're right. I mean, the world is hard enough. The news is hard enough.
I mean, there must be, yes. I mean, Bess must have some fun ceremonial thing she could do just to lighten the mood a little.
International Women of Courage. She should give that away on the show. Like working on a real life. That would be a good episode.
Okay.
There you go. The IWOCs, International Women of Courage Awards. So that's it. Okay, Jewel, we did it. Monday morning, some Monday morning review because Julie, are you busy? I wish you were actually the Secretary of State. Honestly.
I have some future engagements coming up. Yes.
I hope you're going to back to North Korea because we could use it.
We need some work there. Yeah. Yeah. We have some additional work that needs to be done. Yeah. So
that's what I kept thinking all weekend. Why isn't Julie the Secretary of State?
You know, anything's possible now in the world, Leon. That's the thing. If you dream it, it can be true. Right.
All right.
All right.
We're the Satellite Sisters. We do a regular podcast once a week. We post a new show every Tuesday. You can also find hundreds of classic Satellite Sister shows at iTunes. We post a classic every Sunday. We repost one, but there are lots at iTunes. Hey, if you like our Madam Secretary recap, go ahead and subscribe and give us a thumbs up. We would appreciate that at iTunes. Jewel, you have big plans for the week? Anything going on?
Well, I will be joining you and our sister Liz for a really fun podcast tomorrow where I am going to take down children's museums. Okay. I hate those places and I'm going to tell you why. So be sure to listen. I hate them, Liam. Hate them.
Wow. That sounds like a feel good story of the week.
Yes, it is, Liam. It's going to be, I've been very uplifting and fun.
Okay. Well, there's my security detail. I've got to go. Okay. We're the Satellite Sisters. Don't forget, call your Satellite Sister.